then if the whole coronavirus, because nobody's ever really seen it,
there's something wrong with the story that we're beginning about everything. We're not being told what's in the vaccine. We're not being told that it can't happen the way they're telling you. So you know it's a psyop when you see pictures like that blue ball that they kept showing for SARS-CoV-2.
Yeah.
I said, that's not anything. It's a CGI image. That's as real as NASA's landing on the moon. I mean, this is just because they know that these images of that spiky looking scary thing catch your attention.
Yeah. Would you agree that we came to the you were explaining that there is no spike protein? It's part of the coronavirus. Say again?
It's not been proven. I can show you a bacterium.
There's a lot.
I can show you this.
Dr. Merritt, there's a lot of business being run right now.
I know.
But on the basis of a spike protein that doesn't even exist, that's part of the...
I'm with you. I keep saying...
I can't.
I'm not going to listen to people talk about a spike protein until you prove to me it exists. But we are willing to accept that we've been lied to, and now we're thinking differently.
Well, there you have it. If it hasn't been demonstrated and hasn't been shown, look, let me put it this way. There are... I'm not going to name any names. I'm not going to name any companies. You can find them as you go along on your own. But what I'm going to say is if there are products out there that are making claims that they can reduce your spike protein. Now, let's take this through its logical pieces. If no one has demonstrated the whole virus, how can you demonstrate this specific foreign protein, synthetic spike, exists? And I hope they do. I mean, I don't have a dog in the race, honestly. But here's the point. Let me explain it to you this way. In order to, because we've lost all semblance of safety and efficacy, right? In order to ensure that you have a product that reduces something that's harmful, you have to have a before and after test, right? Logic. So what instrument can someone show me that actually proves the before amount of spike, and then you're treated with their material, and then shows you, oh, look, your spikes went from 1,000 to 100. That's great. We don't know that. Nobody has that instrument. Nobody can prove it to me. I've been asking for it in social media. Nobody can show it to me. I get a lot of arguments. I get a lot of people saying, oh, well, we proved it. We see the inflammation, or we see this damage. It's always the aftermath of after the spike protein came through, but never the proof of the actual culprit causing that damage.